Steve, your taxi's here.
Oh, I can't believe it. Steve is actually going to Russia for an entire week.
Pinch me, Laura. I must be dreaming.
That's for Nanya, Winslowskis. I'm all set to go, skis.
Steve, are we going to miss that laugh or what?
Better get going, Steve.
Wouldn't want you to be late.
Oh, you guys are wonderful. Do I feel a group hug coming on?
No, I don't think so.
Well, goodbye, Winslows. And remember, even though we'll be separated by...
In the flesh, Big Daddy. Oh, why, thank you for the party. But however did you know I was coming?
Merle, you just missed your cousin Steve.
Yeah, he went to Russia for a week to visit his parents.
If you hurry, you might be able to catch him.
Better yet, you can go to Russia with him.
Oh, don't be silly, darlings. I'm not here to visit little old Steve.
You're not?
Oh, heavens no. Why, I'm in this fine Yankee city to peruse a higher institution of learning. I want to make sure my mind is as well developed as my body.
Myrtle, what college are you here to see?
Illinois Occidental University.
IOU?
Hey, that's Eddie's college.
Bingo. What a delightfully delicious coinkydink. I wonder, do they allow married couples to pose together in the yearbook?
My Myrtle, what are you majoring in?
Your son. And speaking of delicious, where is that big bucket of bodacious beef?
Oh, Edward Dumplin, Edward Dumplin.
Myrtle. Edward is out right now, which gives you plenty of time to find yourself a nice hotel.
Yeah, I hear there's a real nice one in St. Louis.
We'd ask you to stay with us, but we know you'd be uncomfortable.
Oh, well, thank you for asking, Harriet. Oh, I'd just love to stay with you.
Man, I just played one of the best games of my entire... Oh, no.
Well, hello there.
Myrtle?
Yum. How is my handsome hunk of harmony?
Oh, I've been better.
Oh, just hearing your voice ignites the briquettes of my love barbecue.
I'm sure Eddie feels the same way, Myrtle.
Well, Edward, as you can plainly see, I am no longer a freckled-faced little schoolgirl. I have grown into a woman. Ooh, I wear lingerie now. I'm talking red. I'm talking frilly. I'm talking peekaboo.
Come on, Myrtle. I guess you'll be staying in my room.
Oh, Edward, my little hush puppy. Our long separation has only fanned the flames of my desire for you.
Well, I'm sorry, Myrtle, but I just don't feel the same way.
Oh, rest assured you will. But I'm pulling out all the stops, baby. And believe you me, the grits are gonna hit the fan. will go nicely in my room.
Harriet, I am cursed by Urkels. No sooner does Steve leave than Myrtle shows up.
Yeah, it's like losing a hangnail and gaining a boil.
Oh, man.
What happened?
The garbage disposal blew up.
Let me move for a minute. Hang on. Yep, it's busted all right.
Harry, will you call somebody to fix it, please?
Carl, why is it always my job to do this?
Because, sweetheart, that's what you do, and you do it so well. I trust you completely. I'm a 90s kind of guy.
Unfortunately, it's the 1890s.
Booty with you gals.
Sure. Pep squads from all corners of our great nation should share their cheerleading skills.
Oh, well, put your perky gear in park, sister. Now step aside and watch a real woman shake her pom-poms. Hush, puppies, grits, sweet potato pie. We're gonna win or we're gonna die. Hubble, hubble, watch it bubble, time to retreat. Central Bowl Weevils can't be beef.
That was wonderific. Oh,
that was... What was that?
Hello, girls.
Hey, hey, everybody.
Who is this?
Myrtle, this is my girlfriend,
Greta.
A girlfriend?
Your problem?
Nothing. I was just wondering what Eddie sees in you.
And I was wondering why you aren't home watching Hee Haw.
I'm taping it, you tramp.
Who are you calling a tramp, Ellie Mae?
You certified, citified for Lucy.
Oh!
With Eddie, yours is next to a trough. Now go on, girl.
All right, I'm calm. What is that girl's problem?
Myrtle's psycho. No, she's worse than psycho. She's an Urkel.
Well, if she puts any more moves on you, I'll slap the ugly off of her.
That could take a whole lot of slapping. Besides, you don't have anything to worry about. I'm 100% yours.
You better be. Man, this is so ironic.
What is?
Well, we came here to be alone, but...
guess there's more people in it than mine.
Well, no. We never get to be alone.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We own a summer house on Delmonico Island.
You do?
Yeah. And this time of year, the island is deserted.
Oh.
I was thinking, wouldn't it be nice to have a romantic candlelight dinner down at the end of our dock?
Go with that, baby.
So, what if this Saturday you meet me there at 7 o'clock?
I'm there. Can I bring dessert?
No, because this is going to be dessert. What was that? Ow!
I guess it was love, baby.
Sweetheart, I am starving. What's for dinner?
Chicken surprise.
Hey, what's the surprise?
The chicken's waiting for us at the restaurant.
Hey, what's this?
Oh, that's the estimate to repair the garbage disposal.
$200?
Yeah, the guy said we need a new motor.
But Harriet, $200? But what is the motor made out of, gold?
I don't know. I thought $200 sounded fair.
Well, sure it sounds fair to someone being hoodwinked. Harriet, you are letting this guy take advantage of you.
You know, Carl, you were the one who asked me to take care of that.
So?
So I called the guy, and that's the estimate he gave me.
So?
So now you're not satisfied, and you say I got hoodwinked.
So?
So now you can take care of it yourself.
So?
So you're driving me nuts, Carl.
So?
Isn't this nice?
Ahoy, baby. Your captain of love is here.
Aye, aye, Captain. All hands on deck.
What are you doing here? Where's Greta?
Oh, she won't be coming tonight.
But why not?
It seems someone replaced her shampoo with her depilatory. She won't be coming out for months.
Look, Myrtle, you're way out of line here.
Ooh, I just love it when you get angry. Your eyes flicker like fireflies.
Myrtle, will you listen to me? Nothing can ever happen between us. I'm just not attracted to you.
Being with that Greta girl has obviously dulled your senses.
Allow me to sharpen them. This is what men in prison dream about.
Only the lifers. Now, I'm in love with Greta.
Oh, fiddle-dee-dee. That's because you've never been with a mint julep sweet as a tulip, southern fried, never been tried dog, baby.
Yo, I'm out of here.
Well, if you're in that much of a hurry, take this outboard engine with you. Oops, I broke your dinghy.
Are you nuts? That was a riddle.
Supper time. Shall we start with sushi?
I've got something that's gonna put a smile on your face.
Come on.
Ta-da!
What's that?
This, my dear, is a high-tech, cutting-edge garbage management system. This is the amazing new Sink Weasel.
Sink Weasel?
The Sink Weasel. This baby not only decimates your garbage, purifies your water, and dispenses your soap, but it also gives you instant hot water for your tea, your coffee, and your various soup-like substances.
Exactly how much did this Sink Weasel cost us?
Pennies a day, Harriet. Pennies a day.
How many pennies, Carl?
$800 worth. But it has a free sink strainer.
Carl, you got mad at me over a $200 motor, and then you go right behind my back and spend $800 for a weasel?
But honey, this makes the sink smell lemony.
You know what else makes a sink smell lemony, Carl? Our lemon, Carl. Our lemon.
Harriet, you seem upset.
Carl, I am upset. But more than upset, I'm hurt.
Hurt? But, honey, why?
Carl, when you saw my estimate for that garbage disposal, you talked down to me. You made me feel small. That hurt, Carl. I'm supposed to be your partner in life, your friend. I don't deserve to be treated like that.
Oh. Honey, there's a reason why I did that.
Oh? What is it?
I'm an idiot. Honey, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Baby, you are my partner in life. You know what else? You are my very best friend in this whole world. I love you, Mrs. Winslow.
I love you too, Mr. Winslow.
Biscuit? Land of Goshen. I just love to watch a man suck down his victuals.
Myrtle, you sure can't cook. You gonna finish that?
Oh, help yourself. But make sure to save room for dessert.
And what's for dessert?
Me. Oh, don't fight it, Eddie. You got Kiss Me written all over your face.
What? That's barbecue sauce.
Enough dilly-dallying. Edward, one kiss from me and you'll be mine forever.
Look, no, Myrtle, stop that. Get away. Come here,
boy. Come here,
Myrtle. Look, you better get back. I'm not kidding with you, Myrtle. I'm not playing. Look, get back. Stay away. Look.
Give me that.
Oh, man.
Help! Oh, help! Help! Help!
Yeah, glad you're okay.
Eddie, you saved me. You risked your life to save mine.
No, it just looked that way.
Now, where were we? Oh, that's right. You were about to kiss me.
What the heck? I might as well.
Kiss me?
No, swim home. It's only 5 miles.
Silly boy. He actually thinks I can't swim. I